You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, buddy, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We're talking about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, I'm going to dive right into this today, Warriors. Now, I'm going to share with you guys, this personal podcast has been something that's been very special to me because I'm able to really look back and reflect on my own growth. And I remember my first podcast was Thoughts Become Things. That was my first podcast in 2017. Now, I've been on this deep spiritual journey, and I'm going to read a tweet that I put out. And first, let me give you context. So what I have devoted my life to is understanding. First of all, I'm going to share with you guys, I'm a student of life. I know nothing, which by knowing nothing has allowed me to gain everything. I've kind of just dropped my walls, and I'm open to learning from all different aspects of life within humanity to figure out who I truly am and how I'm showing up within this current field of energy. That's what I ask God every single time I go to Peru. God, how am I energetically showing up within this field? Am I being a good addition to what you've created, right? If that makes sense. And I devote my life to macro, microeconomics, and spirituality. And I've been on this wild journey since May last year, really diving in deeper. You know, I've been following the life of Jesus Christ and, you know, really understanding it from a biblical level, more of a church Christian level up until about probably 24 months ago. And then I was seeking new knowledge and new teachers. And I experienced that, whether it's the plant medicines, whether it's my coach from Psychosmos and all kinds of different things. But I'm going deep into this, and I want to read something to you guys. And the immediate response to these things are, you're a new age Christian. This is blasphemy. It's BS. And the interesting thing is, when I ask the question for them to explain, not one person explains. Not one person can explain why it's BS, why it's blasphemy. And I know for a fact, based on conversations, that they're not going this deep. So I'm going to read this to you. Okay. Jesus, this is from the Bible, but I'm going to put my own interpretation on it because that's what we're supposed to do. You're supposed to use a sermon. You're supposed to understand how does this apply to your life. Jesus went into the upper room. I put in parentheses, the right hemisphere of the brain, to meet the 12 disciples. In your brain, you have 12 cranial nerves. He had the Last Supper, and Jesus was in the middle. In parentheses, I put singular eye, pineal gland, and Jesus in the Bible over and over again talks about the singular eye, middle ground. Judas sat on the right of Jesus, okay, right hemisphere. He was blocking the right hemisphere of the brain. He betrayed Jesus, and Jesus forgave him the ultimate unconditional love, which opened up the right hemisphere of the brain, and Jesus died in the physical, carnal, died in the physical, the carnal, saying he would destroy the temples in the physical and resurrect them in the non-physical. That's what Jesus said. So if you can master the mind within the temples, you can be saved right where you are. Since we are all children of God and made in the likeness of image, he was giving us the secrets to master ourselves. And that's why they make us wait for a savior. They want to be our God. Christ is already here. So what I'm learning by studying the Bible and going very deep into a bunch of books that were taken out of the Bible and continue to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, then I'm understanding that the Bible is the greatest book ever written of a story of humanity. Jesus said, cast your nets to the right. Okay, they're in a boat. They're on top of the water. The water has a lot to do with it. The firmament, we're separated by water. The womb is water. There's so many things to do with water. Go deep into this stuff. Cast your nets to the right. They were cast them to the left. Left hemisphere of the brain, carnal mind. Okay. they weren't catching any fish because they were worldly. Once they cast it to the right and they became godly and connected to God in higher consciousness, intuition, creation, higher vibration, they caught 153 fish. 1 + 5 + 3 = 9. Okay. He had one of the disciples come walk out on the water. Okay. If you understand ascension process, it's to rise above, okay, out of the body in the right hemisphere of the brain, to rise above into the higher conscious. The crown chakra is not supposedly not connected to the body. It is the highest level. It equals 1,000. The 144,000 is every single person in the, every single person is the 144,000. You have to awaken to mastery, like 74 above, 74 below, 74 plus 44, 74 plus 74 is 144. So 144 plus 1,000 equals 144,000. You all are the 144,000. You're all the chosen one. The church has made you believe that there's certain pastors or priests or whatever that are the chosen ones. You're all the chosen one. He said, cast your nets to the right. Moses went up and to the right. He went up, up into the room, into the upper room. He heaved up into heaven. He was sitting in the middle of the 12 cranial nerves. So within your body, your mind has 12 cranial nerves. Okay. There's three wise men, pituitary gland, pineal gland, and the thalamus. Okay. The three wise men lost sight of Jesus, the North Star. They lost sight. So they went to the still water to feed their camels. In the still water, they saw themselves in the reflection, understanding Jesus is within them. Then they found Jesus. Now remember, somebody was coming to kill the Son of God. There was Mary and Joseph, divine feminine, divine masculine. Mary was the pituitary gland, which gives life, growth hormone. Pineal gland was Joseph, which is manifestation. The pineal gland is your manifestation. What's done in darkness, your thoughts manifest within light. The two became one to have the risen King, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ went down the Jordan River running from the people trying to kill him. Your spine has 33 vertebrae. Study latitude, longitude around the Jordan River. There's a sacred secretion process that happens in your body every 28 days. The oil dies for 3 days. The oil, the Christ oil, the chrism, it's called the chrism. Guys, they're explaining your body. Jesus was teaching you. And do I believe Jesus was real? Yes, I do. I believe Jesus was absolutely real. And he was teaching us about the 12 cranial nerves. He was teaching us about the pituitary gland, the thalamus, the pineal gland. He was teaching us the three wise men, right? Once you understand how your body operates and you take no thought and you come back into the middle ground, the singular eye, and you pray in your closet by opening up your mind through your thoughts become things. My first podcast was Thoughts Become Things. Guys, Christ is already here. There is no savior coming to save you. It's the biggest trick played on humanity. They're trying to play your God so that you will give all your money to the church, and they are the biggest investment companies in the world. They don't pay taxes. There's a reason why churches don't pay taxes, because they're nonprofit organizations. Bullshit. They're profiting off you like crazy. Because if they can keep you believing that it's outside of you and you don't understand the 12 cranial nerves, you don't, is that just coincidence that you have the hypothalamus, that you have the thalamus, the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, those three? And is it just by chance that you have 12 cranial nerves? Is it just by chance that there's 33 vertebrae? Jesus died at 33. Is it just by chance that there's a sacred oil in your body called Christos, chrism, that goes up and down the spine, Christ, chrism, that dies for 3 days in your body, right? At the vagus nerve looks like a cross, is crucified at the vagus nerve. The oil dies at the vagus nerve. It dies at the vagus nerve, which looks like a cross inside your brain, and then it resurrects 3 days later. Guys, it's all hidden in plain sight. And how did I get to this point? A vicious appetite to understand the truth, the way and the life is through Jesus Christ. Not the Jesus Christ that they're teaching us. Not this you have to go and jump through hoops and do vain repetition. Christ is within you. Right now, as you sit, my friend, you can be baptized. You get baptized by removing the negative thoughts, by letting them go, by coming back to Christ, awakening him within your heart, not inviting him in your heart. He's already there. You don't have to have some special person. But if you go to church, that's fine. And if you have somebody baptized, that's fine. But understand the baptism is you accepting who you are, a son of God, a daughter of God. that you're already there. You're beautiful. You're amazing. You're powerful. You're strong. You're worthy. You're abundant. You're successful. You're all that and more. One greater than you is coming at all times. Christ was like, wake up, guys. So that's what I got for you guys today. You know, I just wanted to express my tweet out loud and hear it in my own voice to record this as well, so that I can record the awakening that I'm going through. And I just want to let you know I love you guys. I appreciate you. And as we always say, warriors, rise, get your shit together.